This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mandatory 14-day quarantine now in effect in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut for people coming into those states from other states that have high COVID-19 numbers. Governor of Connecticut Ned Lamont saying they're concerned about people coming in from hot spot states.
When the New York metro area, including Connecticut, had a high infection rate, there were some quarantines on our visitors down to places like Florida. And today they have a much higher, 10 times higher infection rate than we do here. So we thought one of the best things we could do was see if we can prevent that from happening.
He spoke on ABC's Good Morning America. The advisory applies to nine states, among them Arizona, Florida, Texas, and Utah. First-time claims for unemployment benefits fell slightly last week to 1.48 million filing initial claims. It makes the 14th week in a row, though, that jobless claims have been over a million. This is USA Radio News.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
With a growing movement to remove Confederate-era statues, some rioters have been tearing down monuments themselves, or trying to, of everyone from former presidents to Christopher Columbus. Republican U.S. Senator John Cornyn says he agrees with President Trump that those caught tearing down statues should be arrested, tried, and prosecuted, and if convicted, they should do at least 10 years in prison.
Protesting is as American as mom and apple pie. It's guaranteed by our Constitution. But clearly, some people have crossed the line and are intent on creating chaos and mayhem.
This afternoon's SpaceX launch has been scrubbed already. The weather forecast not looking good for the Falcon 9 rocket that's to carry more Starlink internet satellites into orbit. SpaceX says it will try again tomorrow, though the forecast for tomorrow is only a 60% go. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Democrats on Capitol Hill continue to push a sweeping police reform bill they've authored that the House will be voting on this evening. Opening a Capitol event this morning, California Democrat Congresswoman Karen Bass said it aims to end police brutality and will transform police departments across the United States. Democrats in the Senate blocked action on a Republican police reform bill late yesterday, a bill they say is woefully inadequate towards making actual changes. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee wants the Pentagon to release a public report on UFOs. The committee issued the demand after the New York Times reported that the Office of Naval Intelligence continues tracking unidentified flying objects in a systematic way. In the past, federal officials have claimed that the program like that one existed but was ended in 2012. The Intelligence Committee has now directed the Director of National Intelligence and other agency chiefs to submit a detailed report on the investigation within 180 days. AAA says Americans will hit the road this summer despite the coronavirus pandemic. The Auto Club expecting a travel decline overall of about 15% from last year, mainly because of reduced air travel, but it says that road trips in the U.S. will dip only slightly this year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop.
Well, let me say, if not us, then who? Okay? This is what we're all about, uniting this country truly. As one nation under God, we are Americans. Forget about this hyphenation and bifurcation that political parties would want us to live under, because that's not the way it works. I mean, we learned even as little kids growing up that it's all about being united. United we stand, divided we fall. And there are political forces, especially now as we're getting nearer this presidential election. It is absolutely chaotic, is it not? I mean, I have people tell me all the time, Bill, I stopped watching TV. I just don't want to talk about it anymore. And I was saying, look, you can't totally check out. I understand how frustrating it must be for you. But look, at this too shall pass. And all it requires, as history has pointed out, is that all it requires is a few good people not to do anything to allow the bad people to overrun us. David Daley joins us. He's back with us. He's the author of Unrigged, How Americans Are Battling Back to Save Democracy. David, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm great, Bill. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thanks for coming on, because I always appreciate the reasonable conversation where we can take on, you know, what is happening in our culture. I mean, because what's at risk here is the next generation. It's our kids and our grandkids that are standing in the wings wondering, okay, you know, what kind of government are we going to be left with here?
Boy, I think that's exactly right. You know, this is a really important election in the fall. No matter which side you come down on, there's a lot of stake. You know, the White House, the Senate, it's a redistricting year, so state legislatures that are elected in the fall are going to be drawing the congressional and state maps that will define our politics for another decade. There is a lot on the ballot.
Mm-hmm. David, the way this is playing out, I sense a lot of desperation here, particularly from the Democrats. Ever since Kavanaugh was confirmed and you heard Lindsey Graham passionately decry that, you know, the Democrats were only interested in power and he hoped they didn't get it. And this seems to be playing out throughout the administration of Donald Trump, one hoax after another, one collusion after another. Let's go to impeachment. Let's waste more of the people's money. And now here we've got this perfect storm of this alleged systemic racism that's taking place. But you even have black leaders that kind of mock that and they go, there's no systemic racism. What are they talking about? I mean, they see this for what it is. I mean, this is a manipulative ploy by those who've been able to get away with it. I mean, this has been the playbook that they've used for decades. So why should they abandon it now?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple of different conversations going on in the country, right? That's certainly what, you know, Senator Graham was talking about back in the Kavanaugh hearings. And if you talk to Republicans, they probably trace it all the way back to Robert Bork back in the 1980s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you listen to Democrats, I mean, Democrats say, well, I mean, look, we won, you know, more votes in a lot of these presidential elections, six of the last seven, and yet the folks who are being appointed to the Supreme Court are being chosen by a party that won fewer votes, and you've got, you know, 59 million Americans who live in a state right now in which more people voted for Democratic candidates for their state legislatures, and yet Republicans still control those bodies. So it's like, what's happened to the ballot box? I think you set it up just right in your intro, right? I mean, we are trying to, we need to find a way to come together and be united as a country, and yet there's forces on both sides of this political conversation that are trying to pull us apart, and we are hurtling towards a presidential election that's going to be held in the middle of a pandemic. And elections used to be the way in which we tried to chart our course forward, right?
Exactly.
We had a big argument, a big conversation, and the people went to the ballot box, and they had their say, and then we came back together and tried to figure it all out, you know, knowing that there'd be another election in 2 years, 4 years. And we stopped listening to one another. We stopped having faith in the institutions, in the power of our vote, in the meaning of our vote. And I think that, you know, maybe that's something that unites left and right in this way, has been just the lack of faith that our voices matter, that elections matter, that politicians have our best interest at heart.
David, you raised a good point here, if even subtly, and what I'm sensing that you're saying is maybe this is a call for we the people, instead of waiting for these politicians and these alleged leaders to give us a vision, maybe it's about time that the contract of America, the contract with America, and maybe America's leaders, we can add that to it, that Newt Gingrich gave us, you know, what, almost 20 years ago, that maybe it's we the people that says, this is how we're going to be governed. I mean, we have a document, the Constitution, gives us every right to declare. And what happens is we've been waiting for them to give us this vision that they don't follow up on. But maybe if we the people spend the time and invest in a document that says, hey, look, at these are the next, you know, 5, 7 points, 8 points, whatever it is. We don't need anything like, you know, a grand 95-point thesis to, you know, put on the Wittenberg door. But let's come up with something that's manageable and say, okay, look, you're going to be measured based on these 5 issues, supposedly, or whatever it is. But I think it has to be a manageable number. And you're going to get elected on that, and that's what we're going to measure you on. Did you, in fact, do something about the budget? Did you do something to secure our national security, if that means, you know, border control and these other issues? Did you do something about job creation? Did you do something to promote inner healing within the inner cities? Or did you create policies? You know, if we kept it positive, we're only going to talk about the positive things, not the negative things, because they'll speak for themselves when we have something clearly pointed out. Because, the you know, otherwise we're going to be caught up in all the political speak that goes on, and we just keep going through this this wash and rinse cycle that gets us nowhere.
No, I think that's right. You know, and that's the brilliance of what Gingrich did back in 94, right? I mean, they ran on an agenda. They said, these are the 10 things we believe in and we're going to do. And they talked about them for 7 months. Mm-hmm. And then they were able to build a mandate when they got into office. I said, but we were elected to do this, and that's what we've come to do. And folks can hold us accountable based on whether we actually, you know, stand here and fight for these principles. And there was a Democrat in the White House at the time, so it was not as if they were going to get everything that they wanted, but people knew what they had come to stand and fight for.
Exactly.
What I talk about in the new book, Unrigged, is that our legislature have become so distant from the people, and that through gerrymandering and other electoral tricks that rig elections and entrench incumbent powerful politicians in office, they no longer have to listen to us.
Exactly. David, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from David Daly after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Can you handle that proposition? Live free or die? Can you really? I mean, our founding fathers did. And so courageously. I mean, and it was real. I mean, it wasn't just a slogan or something you had on your bumper sticker. I mean, they knew what they were doing when they resisted the King of England. I mean, we're talking treason here. And the option was, okay, give me liberty or give me death. Live free or die. This is what it comes down to. And in a way, David Daley, we're back to that question again. Is this America, is this government going to be a free government, or are we going to be hemshackled by political forces that want to turn us into some socialistic, communistic force that looks for, looks to central command to determine our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness? I've never seen that happen before.
We've got state legislatures right now that are really out of control, and they don't have to listen to the people because they are from such non-competitive districts that they are elected time and time again, no matter what, and then they go to their state capitals and they can behave in ways that are the opposite of what the people want. Mm-hmm. There was an amendment, a constitutional amendment that voters passed in Missouri. In 2018, 62% of the state, conservative red state, mm-hmm. This passes, in which they're trying to say, we don't want politicians taking all this money from special interests. We want to try to know who is bribing you, what you are taking and from who. And the politicians, not a month after this happened, begin going to work gutting all of this. They say, no. We know that 62%, almost two-thirds of you, voted to try and order more transparency and put some controls on us so that we're not living high on the hog of special interests down here. Mm-hmm. And they said, we are just going to go ahead and do it
exactly
anyway. And this is the kind of thing that happens mm-hmm. all around the country. Even when people stand up and try to take that power back, these guys feel as if they don't have to listen. We have to make them listen.
Well, they've got to feel the pain of their poor choices. And if they're allowed to live another day, and if there isn't outrage, just like in California, several years ago with Proposition 8, they wanted to vote. They put on the ballot, okay, we're going to define a marriage between one man, one woman. 8 million people voted. It passed amazingly. I mean, it wasn't even close. It was the majority of Californians who voted said, nope, that's the definition of marriage. Well, one judge who happened to be homosexual says, no, wrong decision. So he evacuates 8 million votes, and California just shrugged. There was no whimper. There was no disdain about it. And what galls me, David, is these same people, and mostly Democrats, that claim that the vote is so important, when a vote comes up and it's inconvenient for them, they find a way to work around it and negate these votes. But then the next time around, they're talking again about how important the vote is and that every vote should count until they decide it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've probably got, plenty of that happening on both sides. And it's frustrating, right? Because what you want to see is, this is a country that was founded on the idea that majority rules. And we ought to be able to upstand the principle of a majority rule, whether or not it's perfectly in line with our own political interest at the time. You know, I mean, if we can't still believe in that, what do we have left?
Right. Well, one of our guests this week said, it's not so much about majority rules, it's the majority who participate rule.
That's true.
Right.
That's true.
Because we got so many people, and look at, we always tell people, make sure you register to vote. Well, you get, all these people that register to vote, and about 50% of them actually vote. So 50% of these votes are just by the wayside. They just get disenfranchised and frustrated or whatever, and they cop out. You cannot. This is, when you have a document that starts, we the people, I mean, think about that.
David, that commands the people, the citizenry, to engage the government. If we do not engage the government, well, you got what we got right now in America. Welcome to the 21st century form of democracy brought to you by a ruling elite class that has been able to carve out a chunk for themselves to say, you know what, you're lucky to have us. We're so smart, and if you didn't have us, your country would go to hell in a handbasket, and this is why we deserve and are entitled to get as much money as we can, insider trading, whatever it takes. It just comes with the job. And you're lucky to have us on the job.
Yeah, and when we try to recall them from the job, it doesn't seem to actually matter, right? I mean, this is why I think we've got to be thinking about these elections this fall in a really clear-minded way. We are going to be voting in the middle of a pandemic. It's not going to be – we're not going to be able to vote in person in the same way. It has been impossible to find poll workers, you know, who are usually senior citizens and retired folks and grandmothers and grandfathers to, you know, check you in and point you toward the voting machine.
Well, there's even a movement here in Florida. I'll tell you, David, there's a movement where some of these election officers, they have purposely have kicked out anybody that's conservative or Republican. Purposely. By design. And they're getting away with this right now in Florida, where we have a Republican governor. I don't know if he's even aware of what's going on. But again, you know, as you and I talked about, so much happens at the local level that if you're not participating at the local level, forget it.
If you are not involved at the local level, you are completely going to miss out on everything that actually matters, especially in 2020, because this is the census year, the redistricting year. All of these state legislative and congressional maps are going to get redrawn by these state legislatures next year. And if people are not out there actively voting this year, you could lose control of the next 10 years of your politics in these states.
Exactly. Well, this is why they're so desperate, not to mention the fact that, you know, potentially we're talking about two more Supreme Court picks. I mean, and this is why the Democrats' heads are exploding. There is no way that they could live with a Donald Trump, another Donald Trump administration, another 4 years of Donald Trump. Boy, I'll tell you, if that happens, and if they are anywhere close to power, boy, the gray matter is going to splatter all over the place. And you thought the resistance was bad in the previous 3.5 years? You've seen nothing yet.
I think that what we're going to have, what I worry about is that neither side is willing to accept the results of what happens in the fall.
It is being set up that way, isn't it?
It is,
but I don't think what Chuck Schumer said, that somehow they're going to have to get the military in to put Donald Trump in handcuffs and drag him out the front door of the White House. I mean, it's pretty dramatic.
What I worry about more is this kind of situation in which we're doing so much vote by mail, right? And you've got states like Pennsylvania and Michigan in which you aren't allowed to start counting ballots until it's election day. So they're going to get millions of ballots that are going to arrive in the weeks ahead of time. And they're not going to be able to start until Tuesday, opening and processing and counting and tallying this stuff. It's going to be a week until we know who won those states. And those were pretty important states last time around.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, look, as they say, politics is not for the faint of heart. And it has been dialed up to such a degree that we all may require therapy after it's all said and done, David.
You're assuming I'm not a therapist now, Bill.
Well, or me. Well, but, HEPA laws, they don't allow us to really talk about that or even have our doctors talk about it. So, hey, we'll just chuckle and act like as if we kind of don't know, but we know. He's the author of Unrigged, How Americans Are Battling Back to Save Democracy. Great book. David, always look forward to having you with us. Thank you so much. Take care, buddy.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.8%. 7.75 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Letter Law. Number 603-D77, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mandatory 14-day quarantine now in effect in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut for people coming into those states from other states that have high COVID-19 numbers. Governor of Connecticut Ned Lamont saying they're concerned about people coming in from hot spot states.
When the New York metro area, including Connecticut, had a high infection rate, there were some quarantines on our visitors down to places like Florida. And today they have a much higher, 10 times higher infection rate than we do here. So we thought one of the best things we could do was see if we can prevent that from happening.
He spoke on ABC's Good Morning America. The advisory applies to nine states, among them Arizona, Florida, Texas, and Utah. First-time claims for unemployment benefits fell slightly last week to 1.48 million filing initial claims. It makes the 14th week in a row, though, that jobless claims have been over a million. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and six hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And Dan Crenshaw joins us now, who served as a Navy SEAL for a decade, achieving the rank of lieutenant commander after being wounded in the Helmand province of Afghanistan in 2012. He lost his right eye, required surgery to save the vision in his left. He earned two Bronze Star medals, one with Valor, the Purple Heart, and the Navy Commandant Medal with Valor. I should say Navy Commendation Medal with Honor. With Valor, retiring from the military in 2016, Crenshaw earned a Master of Public Administration from Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government in 2017, was elected to the United States House of Representatives in November 2018, where he represents the 2nd Congressional District of Texas. Congressman, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, and congratulations on the book just released, Fortitude, American Resilience in the Era of Outrage. If you know anything, I mean, as a Navy SEAL and all that you've gone through on behalf of our country, we honor you, Congressman, for fighting the good fight. And, again, I just am reminded about, you know, the strength and power of fortitude and what that means. What does fortitude mean for you?
Well, it means the same as the technical definition. It's resilience to adversity and, the ability to overcome. And this book is an instruction manual for that. I think a lot of people, they see my face on a book and they're like, okay, well, it's a politician, he's a SEAL, he wrote an autobiography. Mm-hmm. That's not what this book is. Obviously, my story is intertwined throughout it, so you will learn things you've never heard before about me. But fundamentally, this is a little bit more like Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life, mixed with Jocko Willink's leadership. So there's every chapter is a lesson in mental toughness, and because there's been plenty written on outrage culture, there's been plenty written on the coddling of American culture, this sort of microaggression obsession that we have, this obsession with being offended by everything, our need to mob people online and you know make them pay for their transgressions. And I didn't want to write about just the problem. There's, again, better authors than me have dissected that in detail. This is a solution to it. This is how to overcome it. Mm-hmm. And it's not just outrage culture. You know, we're in the middle of this COVID-19 crisis, right. And I wrote this well before there was a COVID-19 crisis. But I could easily do a second edition on analyzing how we've reacted and how these lessons apply to today's issues.
In your book, what I drew out of it was something that happened substantially. I was doing a presentation for a tea party here in Florida, and what I was able to discern and take away from President Trump is his consistency to stand in the truth, no matter what. And fortitude anchors you in that truth. Whatever that belief is, you're an immovable force. And that drives the non-sustainers nuts. The cancel culture and those that are, you know, hitting and running, you know, about our culture right now, they go crazy when they see that somebody knows that they know that no matter what, Dan Crenshaw believes in certain values and he holds to that. And he's going to keep on standing and sitting in that position. I see that the same with this president. I see it with others. And for me, this was a huge reminder and reinforcement of what I've been able to see more recently. And that is that if we sit and stand in the truth, we are an immovable force, are we not?
I think that's right. One thing I talk about in the book quite a bit is the essence of moral truth. You know, I go into some pretty deep discussions here. These aren't shallow lessons, you know, which you might hear from motivational speakers, like, and maybe your typical SEAL book of, like, if you want to be hard, just be harder. If you want to be strong, lift more weight, get up early. Like, that's all true. But I go into a much deeper discussion, and one point I do talk about absolute truth and the need to understand right and from wrong. And one of the problems our culture faces is we've redefined those things. We've redefined what is good and bad. And you know, there's a reason as conservatives that we rely on a transcendent authority, God, to tell us what's right and wrong. Because our human mind is capable of imagining entire new orders of morality. And that's a really dangerous thing. And like we know what happens, actually, when that happens. It's the 20th century. It's the bloodiest century in human history, where the worst atrocities in the history of mankind were committed in the 20th century. Right. And that's what happens when you move away from God. And so I do talk about that quite a bit, and the need to feel shame. Right? There's an entire chapter on the right sense of shame and how we need to feel bad about things, even small things, if we are going to learn how to be better and to be stronger. And I mean small things, like, did you put your shopping cart away, or did you leave it in a parking spot? Are you that guy who left the shopping cart in the parking spot? You know what I mean?
Right.
That's such a funny, like, small thing. But, like, it matters, because if you're willing to do that, like, what else are you willing to do? It's a slippery slope. And so this book is really about very much the small things on how to be a better, stronger person.
Right. Well, there was an admiral at a commencement speech, if you recall, not that long ago. He said the first thing you could do every day is just make your bed.
100%.
To your point, right?
Yeah. And
just
a
little thing.
I reference him in this book as well. I mean, you know, what's interesting about being a SEAL is we learn all of this stuff. And we read about it in each other's books, and I'm like, I don't even need to read this. And I'll read Jocko's book, and I'm like, well, all of this seems painfully obvious. It doesn't, but what I realize is that other people have never heard this stuff. And so it's a real interesting journey and challenge to translate everything that we've learned into lessons that people can understand. Because in the SEAL teams, we don't necessarily articulate these lessons. There's not like a PowerPoint where we articulate all of these things. We just do it, and we learn it by fire. Mm-hmm. And then and those of us who write about it later have to kind of figure it out. We have to like do some soul searching and figure out what it is we're actually trying to teach.
Well, doesn't it come down to some common sense at the end of the day? And maybe
100%.
That's why. I mean,
I say this throughout the book too. I'm like, you know, we need to rely on lessons that are old. You know, if people have been reading Marcus Aurelius for 2,000 years, there's a good chance that there's actually something to that. If people have been relying on the Bible for thousands of years, then there's a good chance that there's some actual wisdom in there. And so, yeah, I could distill some of the lessons in my book to lessons you intuitively should know. Mm-hmm. And for people who study psychology, this should strike them as true. I love psychology. I love the academic literature of psychology because it's often telling you what you already know. It's just putting it into smart people terms. I think that's a really cool thing if you're into psychology. So
yes.
I reference a lot of psychological literature in here because what I find is your intuition is right, and it is backed up by the literature. It's backed up by history. It's backed up by the Bible, backed up by philosophy. Like there are real truths that we can live by, like personal accountability, personal responsibility being a good thing is a truth. Mm-hmm. And these kind of things are being upended in our modern kind of, or our postmodern society, and we've got to fight back against that. Like there's a reason, and this is a deeper reason for conservatism, on a deeper cultural level. This is what I tell conservatives. You're right for a lot more reasons than just your tax policy.
Yes.
Okay. That tax policy actually comes from somewhere much, much deeper. And we have to be talking about our foundational beliefs in a much deeper way. And we've forgotten how to do that. That's the truth. We've forgotten how to do that as conservatives. We start rallying, we rely on slogans instead of foundations.
Exactly.
And we have to be better than that. As conservatives, we have to be better than that.
Without a doubt. Well, and this is why this invalidation culture, this cancel culture that's been running, as a drive-by hit force and disqualifying everybody is hurting the process. But people with fortitude that know that they know and can hold on the truth and sit in the truth. It is so important these days because even like you say, from a psychological standpoint, when President Trump brought up the fact that, marriages would be impacted, families would be impacted because of this coronavirus, that suicide rate would increase, all these, social things that would be affected with people sheltering in place was not a good thing. It was interesting, Congressman, as I watched the faces of the mainstream media, and it was like crickets. I mean, they had no clue that this kind of virus could have this kind of biological effect on America.
Yeah, what do you mean in the sense of the socioeconomic issues with the social distancing and everything? Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
I'll tell you what,
it's devastating.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from the congressman after this. Stay with us.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Green silence of the mountains and the crashing of.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here in our conversation with Congressman Dan Crenshaw, United States Representative and former Navy SEAL. We're talking about his brand new book, Fortitude, America's Resilience in the Era of Outrage. When we were talking about the psychological impact that people staying at home would have, it was quite devastating. It's quite devastating. I mean, people are having a hard time with it. The president did, as I mentioned, say, look, we got to be careful because divorce rate's going to go up, suicide rate, all this, all these ramifications could come into play with a society doing something that is not natural. What's natural is for us to go out and work and be productive. And that was clearly demonstrated when the president was elected and he took the boot of Regulation Nation off the throats of productive people. And look what happened to the unemployment rate.
Yeah, no, that's right. And we have to be talking about that balance. You know, here's the way I put it. We had to go into a tactical retreat. So this is a military term. Mm-hmm. We were confronted by this virus. It shot us off the target, and we had to retreat behind some piece of cover, get our wits about us, call in some air support, and figure it out. The thing is, we can't keep retreating. So the retreat now is basically this risk containment strategy of sheltering in place and shutting down our economy. It makes sense, but it has to be applied to a very to a timeline, and we have to stick to that timeline. You can't just keep saying we're going to reevaluate.
Right.
You can't keep saying that. Like there are other public health consequences to what's happening with the economy, with suicides. This infuriates me. This broad notion that we can't do any other procedures in America, and medically speaking, while this is going on, is not a good. That's not a good policy. I'm becoming much more against this as I talk to my doctors here in Houston. They got 50% vacancy in these hospitals. We got nurses coming in doing nothing because we just don't have near the number of cases in Houston that we do around the country. Mm-hmm. We're quite blessed, and it's good because maybe we got ahead of it early and we shut things down early, and so you know that's great.
Right,
but people are putting off these really important procedures. And who are you to say what's optional and what isn't? You know, that becomes a very, that's a lot of gray area.
Right.
And a lot of doctors, small practices are going under because they can't make any money. Mm-hmm. And they're like, why can't we go to work? Why can't we go to work? So we've got to ramp up our testing rapidly. Look, we paused the economy, but we have to explain to people why we did it. We did it to allow our public health system to catch up to the problem, to allow our supply chain to catch up to the problem. And that is rapidly happening. Right, where we are behind in is testing, is blood testing for antibodies. We need to ramp that up into the millions. Mm-hmm. There has to be industrial policy where we focus, laser focus on this, so that in 30 days, when the president says 30 days to slow the spread, fine. I'm with you, but we have to boldly say that's the end point. That's the end point, and then we're going to actually come out of hiding and fight. And we're going to continue on with the mission, which is to live our lives, and we're going to fight the pandemic alongside it with all of the new knowledge and supplies that we've garnered in the meantime.
Congressman, you know, you say a timeline, but can't there be a regional perspective and consideration on this as well?
Yes, 100%.
Yes.
It needs to be. I thank God the president is resisting that, and even Fauci, I think, he resists that notion. And the media is just obsessed with this because the left loves the idea of the president shutting things down. Even when it's Trump, they love the idea. Like, it's kind of mind-blowing to me. But they love this idea of centralized control. They're furious that in Wyoming they're just not shutting things down. It's like, dude, there's like 500,000 people in Wyoming.
They're already social distanced, right?
People are dealing with this differently. Houston is the fourth largest city in America, but it is nothing, as far as density goes, it is nothing like New York City, and it never will be. We don't ride subways here. We're not stuck in elevators crammed into every building we go into. Like, we have ways to live our lives and social distance, and I watch the numbers very carefully in Houston. There are, of course, new cases every day, but they're not exponentially increasing. In fact, today, since yesterday, we had less cases than we had the day before. And so, you know, again, that's only one day of data. We need to see a week or two. But we need to be carefully watching this and thinking, all right, let's start to move into risk mitigation strategies. We can still go to work, wear masks, don't touch each other, stay in your offices, but, like, let's get some work done.
Exactly. And this is where, you know, in terms of the psychological impact, as we realized after the Obama years, I mean, look at the grief to happiness ratio that occurred, Congressman. Once President Obama had finished up his administration, his two cycles, and unemployment rates were just a disaster, Trump comes in, takes Regulation Nation's boot off the throat of Americans. They go back to work, and they're elated. They are happy again. This is what, you know, the positive ramifications that it will have on the psychology, and the president gets that. And he may just have to be, you know, the lone voice in the desert, maybe you and me alongside yelling and screaming, this is what we need to do. But there needs to be, like all timelines, there needs to be something definitive, and just like he made the decision to stop those planes from coming in for China, and everybody disagreed. He had a lot of bounce back and resistance on that, but he said, no, this is the right thing to do. And even Dr. Fauci had to relent, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I just did a podcast with a professor from Harvard. I haven't released the podcast yet. It'll be out tomorrow. But Harvard put together this long white paper on three different options, one being freeze in place, the second being this kind of mobilizing transition strategy, and the third being basically surrender, go back to normal, but, you know, let the pandemic kill people. Now, they want the second one. They make a case for the second option, which is basically what I've been describing.
Exactly.
Listen, we take a tactical pause, and you know, it's good that we're sheltering in place for a period of time. But now, I think in the Harvard study, they say it should be out until June. I'm not so sure about that. But it largely depends on our ability to ramp up testing and ramp up production of ventilators and PPE. And frankly, we've been ramping those things up rapidly. You know, at the minimum, we're creating 5,000 to 7,000 new ventilators a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's a very good chance that we're going to be on top of that. And so there's a way to do this, is the point. You know, it's going to take collective action, but it doesn't necessarily, it is not the case that we need to keep locking people down indefinitely. That's just not sustainable. Okay.
Exactly.
Now, the economic package that we passed was designed to sustain the economy for 8 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
It really can't go far beyond that, and we can't afford another $2 trillion package. We just can't.
I agree.
I mean, our bond markets, the dollar will be substituted. This is not the way to do things. So we have to start fighting this thing head on.
Exactly. Well, the other thing that we need to keep in mind, and I've been saying on this show, Congressman, that we the people, each individual, we're the first line of defense. If we're doing the right things and protecting ourselves, we will protect our neighbors, our families.
Right.
It goes from that point.
There's
just like you said earlier.
There's an element of personal responsibility here and duty. Chapter 7 in my book is called A Sense of Duty. And what I talk about in that chapter is, because the chapter before that was A Sense of Shame. So I talk about what it feels like to do the wrong thing. And once you understand what the wrong thing is, you understand what the right thing is. So what's the wrong thing as it pertains to coronavirus? Well, the wrong thing is maybe going to spring break and saying, I don't care if I get the Rona.
Right.
Okay? That's the wrong thing. You should feel a sense of shame for that. The right thing to do is to do what we're doing now and do the small things correctly. And if we all live with that sense of duty, like, hey, you know what? I'm going to interact with this person, but I'm going to keep a much larger distance than I normally would. It's going to be a little bit more uncomfortable. I'll wear a mask so that if I happen to cough or if they cough, we won't be near each other. I'm going to not touch anything. But there's ways to mitigate this. I'm going to make sure I wash my hands no matter what. I'm going to continue running my business, but I'm going to adapt it in a way where you can do it remotely or just change the way we do things. Maybe I'm going to go deliver food to seniors. There's
exactly.
So many ways that we can all come together and accomplish small missions that achieve the larger mission of getting America back on its feet.
Well, and you wrote about it in echoing JFK's powerful call to action.
Yeah. JFK, that's exactly right. And we are, you know why I was reminded of that? Because I saw AOC on her Instagram Live. What is the main message coming from progressives like her? It's always, ask what your government can do for you. They owe you. You are a victim and only the government can save you. Like, that's the message. And not only is that wrong, it's immoral.
Mm-hmm.
It's disempowering. You are removing people's capacity to do anything for themselves. That is the worst thing you can do to somebody. So
exactly.
It's truly malevolent. Like it's far from just being wrong. It's malevolent, and I mean that in a really deep way.
Mm-hmm.
And like we have to push back against that. Again, when I say why are conservatives right? Conservatives are right because we understand these really timeless, important principles, and we have to explain that better. Like personal responsibility and accountability, and controlling your own destiny. That's a really important cultural foundation. It's only conservatives that actually stand up for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to talk about why it's so important, because if you don't stand by that, you remove people's agency to deal with things themselves. And this is really one of those times where you have to be thinking, you should almost feel a sense of shame when you're like, you can't contribute. And you know what? Here's my belief. Most Americans feel that way. Most Americans are like this, this way that I am describing. Like, most people are at home thinking, I just want to contribute. I really want to contribute right now. I'm not sure how. But then they kind of figure it out and they'll find a way. I argue liberal, conservative, most people are like that. But the loudest people in the media and progressives like AOC are the opposite of that. And like, that's why I wrote this book, because they are so loud and they're controlling the cultural narrative, even though I do not believe Americans are actually that way.
Well, Congressman Dan Crenshaw has been our guest, United States Representative out of Texas, former Navy SEAL. The title of the new book, Fortitude, American Resilience in the Era of Outrage. It is available at all the usual places, and it will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLife.com. Congressman, an honor to have you on the show. Appreciate the time. You take care. God bless.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Maybe not today.